Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshanani. In this week's episode, we've partnered with online broker Bell Direct to select three companies outside the ASX 20 which are being heavily traded by retail investors since the start of the year. And we've invited Roger Montgomery of Montgomery Investment Management and James Gerrish of Shaw & Partners to provide their opinion, buy, hold, or sell on these three stocks. The first company we'll discuss is Treasury Wine Estates under the ticker code TWE. As James Gerrish wrote on LiveWire recently, the goon bag for Treasury burst after Australia's premier winemaker reported in late January that earnings in its US operations collapsed and thus forced it to downgrade FY20 growth forecasts. In recent weeks, TWE has lost a quarter of its value and is trading at over two-year lows. The second company is Jumbo Interactive, under the ticker code JIN. Jumbo provides online lottery tickets under the popular Oz Lotto, Powerball, and Tats brands. The share price has been under pressure since deciding to enter the UK market in November last year, and then unveiling a softer-than-expected trading update. Jumbo's shares are down 30% over the last 6 months. The third company is A2 Milk, under the ticker A2M. A2 Milk is a leading provider of milk and baby formula products and has had a sensational run in the last decade. And, unlike the other two stocks I mentioned, its performance has been relatively flat over the last 6 months, but it is up 20% over the last year. Interestingly, Bell Direct investors trading these stocks have mostly been buyers in recent weeks, despite their performance. So it shows that retail investors are willing to take a punt, even though their share prices, at least in Treasury and Jumbo's case, are falling. But what do Roger and James think? Can Treasury Wines and Jumbo turn around their fortunes? Can A2 Milk continue its dream run? Let's jump straight into the episode, moderated by Bell Direct's Jessica Amir, to find out the panel's views and to also hear about one other X20 stock that Roger and James like right now. Please note that this episode was recorded on 12 February 2020, so some of the information may change by the time you listen to it.
Without Valentine's Day, you can't have a tipple. Treasury Wine Estates, let's start with you. Buy, hold, or sell?
For us, it's a sell at the moment. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Coronavirus obviously has a big impact on banqueting in China, but that's only a short-term issue. The bigger issues for this company is, number one, agricultural exposure and a very long inventory and production cycle. What that means is they pay for their grapes up front in the current vintage. That's 60% of their cost of goods sold, and they don't get paid for that for potentially 1 to 3 years. So that's one issue. The other issue that we think the company suffers from is channel stuffing in China. We think it's pretty obscure, the channels over there. There's a lot of different levels, and they incentivize the sale of the Penfold bin labels by selling cheaper brands. Now, in 2014, trade stopped. Importing stopped very, very suddenly because the channel was just too full with cheaper wines. That could happen at any time without clarity and visibility into those channels. So for us, it's a sell.
Treasury Wine Estates taken a bit of a hit of late on the back of some customer concerns and US customers. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, it's been hit. It's a sell for us. I agree with Roger in terms of the demand for some of their products. I think the segments they operate in have been soft. Margins are under pressure in terms of that area of the market. So price is lower, also inputs higher. So grapes in Australia, the cost of grapes are going higher as well. So look, it may bounce. It's 11.50. It's been sold off pretty hard, but I think it's an overall sell, Jess.
All right. So Oz Lottery and Powerball Company, Jumbo Interactive, market darling. What do you think? Buy, hold, or sell?
We think it's a hold, and a couple of reasons. I think there's a pricing issue in this business. Their product is actually more expensive than the alternatives. We also think that they're losing share to The Lot, which is owned by Tabcorp, and that's coming out in recent data. And we also believe that jackpots, which is what ultimately their performance is dependent on, is highly unpredictable. So if you don't get a large run or a big run of jackpots, then their business is going to be impacted. So there are some short-term issues from the jackpots, and there are some longer-term issues thinking about pricing and market share. So for us, it's a hold because it's cheap. If it was expensive, it'd be a sell.
All right. So Jumbo Interactive had a massive run last year, up over 100%. Buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, it's a hold for me, Jess. It's come back with a thud. It's down around, it's 50% of where it was trading at 12 months ago. There are a couple of issues facing this business at the moment, as Roger pointed out. They've had to invest for longer term growth because of that hit in terms of pricing and flow into their platforms. They've taken the opportunity to do that. That's hurt short-term growth for longer-term benefit. So, look, it's a hold, but with a potential buy, but waiting for a catalyst. That catalyst hasn't come along yet.
All right. Changing pace again, a milk company, also protein, the A2 milk company. What do you reckon, Roger? Buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, look, 85% to, a very significant percentage of their business is in China. I don't think parents are going to be changing the way they feed their children as a result of coronavirus. If anything, I think the status of Australian products goes up in this kind of scenario, but it is expensive at the moment. So if the growth doesn't come through, there's any interruption to their distribution, then that could hit the price. So for us, it's a hold.
Bit of concerns definitely flagged because of Corona. What do you reckon, A2, buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, I think it's a buy here. I think if anything, as Roger made mention of, it will improve the appeal of Australian products over in China. They've turned focus in this business to be more on margins. So they've started to expand margins. I think there's a real upside potential in this upcoming half year result. They're exposed to two growing markets. I know China's their biggest one. That is a growing market. The US is also growing for them. So I think it's a buy, and I think it's actually priced reasonably for the growth outlook that this company's got.
All right. And we asked the gents to bring in an ex top 20 stock that they're loving. Of course, as it's Valentine's Day. Roger, what are you loving?
Avita, the code's AVH. Avita produces a product called Recell, which is a superior alternative to skin grafting for burns victims. We've just commissioned a survey of US reconstructive and burns surgeons. And what we found was 96% of those who had used the Recell product in the last 12 months planned on continuing to doing so. And more importantly, 75% of those surveyed actually said that they'd be interested in using that product in another setting, for example, pediatric and trauma. So we already think the price is reflecting some of the growth that's being anticipated, but we think there's a lot more growth to come because the market is expanding, as well as penetration within the existing market. So if it was cheaper, I'd be putting it on a strong buy, but for us, it's a buy.
And speaking about penetration, they definitely penetrated the ASX last year and for the decade, a market darling. James, what have you got for us?
I've got something a little bit more downbeat in waste management. Bingo is my stock, BIN, can be bought around these levels. I think waste management and recycling is a really interesting part of the Australian landscape at the moment. Bingo came to market. They've been aggressive in expanding their business. They made an acquisition for Dial-A-Dump Industries some time ago. That's now been bedded down. They've got a couple of key interesting drivers that could really underpin their earnings growth in FY20 that probably isn't being factored in by the market at this stage. So Bingo is a buy for me, Jess.
Wonderful. And there you have it. Plenty of stocks to get acquainted and fall in love with.
We hope you found this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell valuable. Next week, Roger and James will discuss three stocks infected by the coronavirus and two value plays they've uncovered during recent market volatility. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean, and please hit subscribe.